You're tuned in to My Murray Kitchen. A Murray cooking show, Cookie Our Way, with Elijah Blair. Brought to you by CBS.
Yes, well, hello and welcome to My Murray Kitchen. My name is Elijah Blair, and before we begin the show, I'd like to acknowledge and pay respects to the traditional owners of the land where our program is broadcasting on today, and of course acknowledge elders and TOs right across Australia and right around the world where our program goes out to. Wonderful to have your company today. It is a very special episode of My Murray Kitchen, and I'd like to think every episode moving forward will be a special episode of My Murray Kitchen, but today even more so. I'll be taking over from Liz Orley and be bringing you some really deadly healthy meal options for breakfast, lunch and dinner, with a particular focus on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander homestyle cooking. Now, we wouldn't be able to do this without the help of Kelly Kemp, of course, the original creator of My Murray Kitchen. And MMK, as I'm going to call it, was actually born out of a page that Kelly saw on Facebook called My Murray Kitchen, where a mob from New Zealand would send in their homestyle recipes. And, you know, people would give them feedback and there'd be a good conversation going on. So she saw that, decided to adopt it here in Australia for our mob, and My Murray Kitchen was born. Again, we couldn't have done this without the help of Kelly Kemp, who's just been incredible for us. So thanks again, Kelly. Really appreciate you. A little bit more about myself. If you don't know who I am, my name is Elijah Blair, bachelor man, proud bachelor man. My people are from Gari, commonly referred to as Fraser Island and the Wide Bay region. We're going to be bringing you a plethora of different guests throughout the year on My Murray Kitchen. Today I'm going to be running it solo, and we are going to be cooking up a really, really awesome, healthy, simple dish that you can do in about a half an hour, which is how long the show is going to be going for. It'll feed about four people. We've also kept in mind the budget. Of course, we've got to maintain a budget of $20 per meal. So roughly working out to be $5 a person for each of these meals. So no excuses, you mob. These are nice, healthy, simple, easy to put together, and most importantly, they're nice and cheap. So no more excuses about eating unhealthy food. Let's get into it. All right, you mob. So first things first, let's grab some boiling water and make sure we fill up our saucepan so that it is going to be able to cover all of the pasta. You can hear that filling up. I like to get my pasta on first. It just allows the cooking time to be pretty even with the mince that we're going to chuck on very, very soon. Of course, making a healthy spag bol, one of my favourite dishes. It's perfect for the family. You can go in the fridge for a couple of days. You can heat it up a bit later, take it to school. You can take it to work, anywhere really, and put it in the fridge, freeze it. It'll be a great meal for your family and friends. All right, so that boiling water is in the pot. We're going to turn our stove on. Of course, kids, if you're cooking, make sure you got mum and dad with you. You definitely don't want to be burning the house down or anything like that. You definitely don't want to be burning the house down. So just make sure you got mum and dad's help, kids, if you want to do some cooking. So let's crank our stove right up. Let's get that boiling. Okay, that's on. In the meantime, we're going to grab our canola oil and we're going to hit a little bit of that into the pan. Just about a tablespoon should do it. You can pretty much eye weigh it if you like. And obviously you don't want to be using too much oil, but just enough to get that get the mince so it's not sticky. Now, I've gone for the pork and veal mince. It's just slightly cheaper. I don't know if it's any healthier for you, but it's what I've gone for. That's going to go in right now. That is cooking up. Make sure you throw your rubbish away. Always good to kind of keep cleaning up as you go along, as to not make a massive mess for you to deal with at the end. All right, let's keep moving. All right, so once you've got your mince in the pan, very important to give it a nice stir. Making sure that's nice and broken up. In the meantime, our pasta is just starting to come to the boil, so I'll just turn that down slightly so it doesn't go over. All coming up next, we want to go through our veggies and just make sure we cut them up. Again, I've kept it super simple. I've got a carrot. I've also got a variety of baby leaves, as in spinach, lettuce, rocket, which you can usually get from any good supermarket. That's pretty cheap, around $3 or $4, maybe $5 at the high end is what you'll pay for that. I'll just give this mince another stir, and make sure you don't overcook your mince. It's something I see all too often with spag bol. You kind of think you can just, burn the mince or heat it up a lot. You really don't want to do that. You want to make sure it's just cooked through nicely as to not overcook it. All right. Pasta is boiling. We'll come over here now to our carrot. Again, we've kept it super simple. Super simple and healthy. So we'll give that a quick wash. And while we're over here by the sink, I'm just going to quickly peel off this carrot. Now, this might be quite controversial. Like, I know there's a lot of different ways that people like to do their carrot when it goes into a spag bol. I'm going to grate it. Quite controversial, I know, but we'll certainly see at the end if it was worth it. All right, pasta's boiling. We've got our mince. I might have turned that down just a bit too low, so I'll turn that back up. We'll come back over to our cutting board. You'll have to forgive me, this is a new kitchen. So everything is not where I think it is, or normally it would be in my house. There we go, we got the grater out. As I said, this is quite controversial. We're going to be grating our carrot. I don't know how you do it. Give us a yell, how do your carrots when it goes into your spag bol? So I'm using one full carrot for this. Ooh, got a little bit of shrapnel. I just find when you grate it, it sort of goes in a little bit more seamlessly to your dish. So we'll, that's why we're going to be doing that. Okay, that's nice and grated. Very important to make sure you're just checking every now and again on the stove with your mince, obviously, and also your pasta. Good old spiral pasta. Growing up, I did cook a little bit here and there. I mainly relied on my grandmother, as most of us blackfellas, would do. The grandmother's usually the best cook in the house, let's face it. Everything we learn is from our elders, and they pass down some stuff. I didn't cook too much, but I've certainly learned a lot from grandma, watching her, particularly the way she would feed our family of four on a budget, and also managed to keep it pretty healthy. And my pop can be a fussy eater at times, so she's always had to sort of deal with him. So one of the cooks I've admired in my life, my dearest grandmother. It's funny, my grandma would tell me about, back in the day when my uncle was young playing footy, and she would do this big feed for the entire team, which is like 20, young lads. They all eat like horses. She would make up this huge spaghetti bowl for all of them. And she was telling me the story one time where they all come home and they're all sitting on the steps at home. And I can just imagine 20-odd blokes just crammed in on each step eating my grandmother's spaghetti bolognese. We really, really relied on her growing up. She was, the staple that held our house together. My mum worked really weird hours. She was a nurse and a midwife. My pop couldn't cook. He spent about 21 years in the army and obviously relied on ration packs pretty heavily, so he didn't know too much about cooking. So I was really left up to my grandmother, and she was really quite impressive with what she would throw together. And, she had a really relatively normal schedule. She was up pretty early in the morning getting to work. By lunchtime, she would start cooking dinner, and I find this so cute even to this day. She would make dinner up, so just say it was a curry or something. She'd do the curry up, and then she'd put Glad Wrap over it, and then put our initials on each dish. So, for instance, my name's Elijah Blair. So every time I would go to grab my food out of the fridge, it'd say EB for my granddad Bob. It'd be BB, and my mum JB, and my grandma would have already eaten hours before us. But that was our little system. We didn't really have too many family dinners per se. We just had that sort of hectic schedule, but You know, we've certainly always had nutritious, healthy feeds growing up. I don't ever recall being hungry and having to worry about where my next feed was coming from. So I was very fortunate in that regard to have my grandma there. The thing she would do with food as well, I just want to sort of mention this. She would, she had these little things that she would do, for instance, with a lemon. After she would, after she'd finished with the lemon, she'd actually put them on her elbows. And I think she would sort of say that, you know, it's really good for your skin. The lemon does something to your skin. I didn't really believe it, but now I'm starting to come around because she has, you know, pretty incredible skin. She's like, what, she's 77 this year? Still going strong. Of course, all this wouldn't be possible without Kelly Kemp. I just want to give her another shout-out. Kelly Kemp, of course, the creator of My Murray Kitchen. You can jump online, check them out. Last time I checked, they had over 6,000 members. Jump online, give them a like, join the group, and have a look at what they're doing up there. Some great recipes going on each and every day. Mob coming together, talking about, you know, what they eat. And it's funny, there's the odd meme that gets posted in there as well about Black Fella Ways. It's really, really... really, really cool, and it's from Mob all over Australia, so definitely recommend you give it a go. My Murray Kitchen, and of course, big shout out to Kelly Kemp, who was the original creator. Episode 9 for me, this is my first one. Of course, as I mentioned at the start of the episode, I'm taking over for Liz Orley, who of course did a couple last year. She's of course left us now, and I'll be running things. And I am aware that we are doing a meat dish. I think the first couple of dishes that we've decided to put together are going to be meat-based. Throughout the year, we'll be doing some plant-based stuff, so vegetarian and vegan options. So we're making sure we're being inclusive for all you mob. And it might even be worth sending in some suggestions, I believe. You can flick us a message on Facebook. Tell us what you'd like to hear us cook next. 98.9 FM for the best country, My Murray Kitchen. Making healthy spaghetti bolognese. Young people, don't worry too much about eating too many carbs. We can burn it off, trust me. Pasta is high in carbs, with about one cup worth about 36 to 43 grams of carbohydrates. I mean, if you're that worried about pasta, double up on your bolognese, and, you know, you shouldn't... Again, it's probably something that young people shouldn't worry about. If you're trying to get a six-pack, if you're trying to lose weight, you're an older person, talking into your late 30s, early 40s and beyond, then it's something you might worry about. But for young people listening, don't worry about carbs. They're not the enemy. We're still growing. We can definitely burn them off. It's funny, when I first got to Brisbane, I did go a little bit mad on the carbs. I was into my rice, into my pasta just about every other day, because up in Rockhampton, we couldn't actually cook pasta or rice with the setup I had. I mean, I could do microwave rice, but it just would never taste right. But so we had a lot of plant-based stuff back home, and then I moved to Brisbane and sort of got a bit carried away. But I've found some middle ground now and still got my diet back on track. And if you're wondering what I do to, you know, to keep myself fit and deadly and looking this good, I do two different things. I do what's called an 80-20 split in my diet, which means 80% of my diet is good, 20% is bad. And it's sort of, I find for me personally, like, it balances out. The other thing I do that I find really effective is intermittent fasting, where you eat over an 8-hour period and then you fast for the rest of the day. You can do, there's heaps of different ways to do it. The way I do my intermittent fasting, so I like to wake up in the morning, I'll have a bottle of water or a coffee, and by doing that, it sort of helps me extend my fast. I'll fast until about 1 o'clock. I'll take lunch at 1, be eating at about 1:30. It'll be a massive meal, you know, full of veggies, full of carbs, proteins, all the macronutrients I need. And then I'll fast again until 8 o'clock, and then I don't eat after 9 that night, and I'll eat again at 12 the next day. Do your research, though. If it's something that you feel you want to give a go, make sure you do your research before you do it. All right, let's kick on.
You're tuned to My Murray Kitchen with Elijah Blair.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.
as we continue on. Our mince is coming along nicely. Our carrot is done up. So what we're going to do now is cut up our tomato and... Actually, you know what we're going to do first is cut up our onion. Alright, we only need about half an onion, so just bear with me. Alright, our onion is in. The next step we're going to chuck in, or rather we're going to dice up just one tomato, or rather half a tomato. Always pick the fresher side. Now, I probably made a blue with the onion where I didn't dice it up enough. Probably just keep an eye on that, because it can get pretty chunky, but yeah, if you're cutting it up pretty finely, it's not something you got to worry about. But I'm just dicing up my tomato right now. Again, always want to be keeping an eye on that stove. It's very important that your attention goes back there every now and again, just to make sure things aren't burning or things aren't bubbling over. In fact, let's go check out our pasta. All right, pasta's cooking away nicely. We're going to pop our lid back on that one. We'll pop our lid back on. All right, here we go. Yeah, we're going to add in our carrot. Oh, that smells nice. Woo! Here we go. And we're also going to... In fact, we'll leave our tomato for a minute. And what we'll do is... Alrighty, so I just gave our meat a stir. Again, we're using pork and veal as opposed to beef. It's just slightly cheaper, option if you're making steak bowl. Tell you what, we'd love to hear some cooking ideas. Feel free to flick them through to the 98.9 FM page, and we'll be sure to have a look. Alright, what you want to do now is add in your pasta. Of course, you've got to wait until the mince cooks through. You don't want to, you know, there's a big thing about cross-contamination. We don't want to do that. So we're going to now pop the pasta. Remember growing up, Mum and Grandma used to always get me to open the pasta lid, and I always felt, you know, real proper strong. But here we go, we're going to add it in. All right, we've just added our sauce in. Now we're going to give it a nice stir. All That is looking beautiful, as well as our pasta. It's cooking nicely. I'll just check that. Obviously, you know when your pasta's done, when it's nice and soft and not chewy or crunchy. Let's have a look. All right, that's looking good, cooking away. Let's go ahead and add in our diced tomato. And the tomato, of course, just adds that little bit of extra flavour. Tomato, so good for you in so many ways, particularly your heart health. Make sure you get your tomatoes into your diet, whatever way you can. For me, I was pretty particular growing up. I didn't like tomato. I wasn't a big fan of pumpkin. I didn't like corn relish. But slowly I became a lover of all those things I didn't like as a kid. Let's go ahead and bust out our bag of spinach, Now, what we're going to do, we'll use the salad as kind of like a topping, and we'll just quickly toss that salad through the dish once it's completed. Alrighty, my mince, I dare say, is just about done. What we'll do, we'll turn that heat completely off, and it should just be all right on its own, cooking in its own heat. Give that a stir once more. Okay. Little tip as well, you mob. Do not leave your spoon in the pan, otherwise you'll get a nice pleasant surprise when you go to pick up your cooking utensil. Our pasta is coming along pretty nicely. It's just cooking through, and you can see that if you first time cooking spag bol, you can see when it's sort of done, because the water sort of gets absorbed into the pasta, and I can see the water's just reducing slightly, so that is nearly done, skis. Okay, we'll turn that back on. There we go. Yep, really simple, easy to make, really easy to follow. Again, it's healthy, it's cheap, no excuses, you mob. Because I hear that a lot. If it's, you know, it's healthy, it's expensive, not the case. You can do it on a budget, and I'm going to be bringing you some great, healthy, cheap meal options as we crack on with My Murray Kitchen throughout 2021. We want to bring in some guests over time, and I've got a few in the pipeline, but we'll certainly let you know when we have people on the show. Of course, we'd have to get in Kelly Kemp, who was the creator of My Murray Kitchen. Big thank you to Kelly for allowing us to continue on with this program. Of course, following on from her work, it is great to be a part of it. I'm a member of My Murray Kitchen on Facebook. You can jump online, you can join it, grow. And, of course, share your recipes up on social media. Pasta's cooking up nicely. I'm just going to take a little spiral out and have a little taste test. This is one of the perks of being the cook. Okay, that's got about less than 5 minutes to go before that is done. You don't want to overcook your pasta, similar to your meat. You just don't want to overcook it. It's going to taste real gamey and ultimately won't be a good dish. So a couple of things there to remember. We got our pasta just still bubbling away. As I said earlier, I just took the heat off and just allowed it to cook in its own heat. We've kept it super simple in terms of ingredients. It's just carrot, it is tomato, we've got onion in there as well, pork and veal mince I went for over the beef. You'll actually find that beef tends to be a little bit more expensive. And that is why I went with that cheaper option. Alrighty, our pasta's done. Just going to pop over here now to our strainer. And we're going to just strain out that water and get all our pasta in there. Try not to get it in your kitchen sink. It's a little bit difficult to clean up. And hey, speaking of cleanup, I have been going along and just sort of throwing things out as I'm moving along. It just helps, you know, after you're doing a bunch of cooking you just make it a little bit easier for yourself by picking up things as you're going along, putting things away in the fridge, making sure you rinsing out your cooking utensils, especially with pasta, you know. Nothing leaves a stain like tomato sauce. So what I've just done there as well is I've chucked a little bit of canola oil back through the pasta. I've heard it gives you that little bit extra smoothness. I don't know. It's just something I've always done. And we might add a little bit more in there. Just be mindful, obviously, of how much oil you're using. You don't want to be using too much. I would say oil is definitely a better alternative than butter. Try not to use butter. It's not an ideal cooking thing. I don't like to cook with it too much if I can help it. In fact, I would rather just have nothing to cook with over butter. That's just my personal opinion. Do your research, and you know, if it's if butter's for you, then that's all right, butter. All right, let's go back to our meat look, which is looking really nice, by the way. Let me get some bowls out. Probably should have done this. I was going along, but anyway, bear with me. Here we go. First episode of My Murray Kitchen, episode 9, of course, picking up from Liz Orley, who was in charge of the show last year. We had planned to pick it up again. Obviously, we had a few things going on in the world. I won't go into it, but I think you know what we're talking about. Great to be bringing it to you in 2021, MMK, My Murray Kitchen. And, of course, big shout-out to Kelly Kemp for making this all possible. All right, we're going to go ahead and dish up one of my favourite parts. Let's go. Let's get our little scooper thing. I don't know what you call it, but something like a big spoon, something to spoon in your food. Here we go. All right, now, it's almost, with your spaghetti bowl, it's kind of similar to Milo, you know. Do you put, whereas you put the Milo on top, or do you put it on the bottom? Similar with the pasta, do you put like your pasta on top, or do you like it on the bottom? For me, I like it on the top, and then you want to layer down your meat. So let's go ahead and do that. Don't be shy with your servings. There should be plenty to go around, plenty to, as I said, take to work the next day. Kids can take this to school, tell all their friends that mum and dad cooked me a mad healthy spag bowl that they found on My Murray Kitchen. We're scooping that in right now. I probably haven't got a big enough bowl, but that's okay. All right, you want to go ahead and scoop in your mince. Get as much or as little as you like in there. That's looking so good right now. There we go. And as I said, we're just going to put a little bit. Might be a bit too much. Hang on. We're just going to put a little bit of dressing on top. I haven't gone with the cheese. I want to keep it as healthy as possible. And also, I find with cheese, it's one of those items that can add up quickly to your overall tally. But there you have it, healthy spaghetti bowl. And the first episode of My Murray Kitchen for 2021 in the bag. It's been a pleasure. Hit us up on Facebook. Like us on there. You can follow us on Instagram, of course. Do the same for My Murray Kitchen, which, as I mentioned, over 60,000 members on there. Give it a like. Give it a share. Make sure you tell your friends about it and post your recipes up on there. It's going to be great to see what you've cooked up. And by the way, send in your healthy spag bowl recipes and we'll see what you come up with. Goodbye for now.
That was My Murray Kitchen. It's cooking our way with Elijah Blair.